Goal setting. It seems like an easy enough process, right? You write a goal down on a piece of paper, you set it prominently on your desk so that you can look at it every single day and be inspired at what you're working towards. But then, 5 months later, that piece of paper has gone missing. It is lost in the shuffle, and you don't really have an idea what direction your business is going in. Whoops. Well, this is one of the reasons that goal setting often just doesn't work for most of us. We tend to only do it once a year and then forget about it. And that's why in today's episode, we are going to approach goal setting differently so that you can create goals that you'll actually follow through on. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Hey CEOs, you know the drill. You know I have another reminder for you to make sure that you have downloaded all of the workbooks to go along with this Best Year Ever challenge. So head over to rachelcook.com/BYE to make sure that you have access to the full challenge and all of the workbooks. And I have to say, I love seeing the comments and the posts and the questions from you inside of the CEO Club as you have been doing this challenge alongside me and sharing your big aha moments. I've had people share that, oh my gosh, my business made a lot more than I thought I had this past year. Or maybe you had a reality check this year. You were like, oh my goodness, this really wasn't working. And what has happened in the world has really showed me how non-sustainable my business is and how much I need to shore up in order to make sure I am growing a sustainable business. Maybe you're realizing that you didn't show up as consistently as you really needed to, or you've been having these stop-start periods because you go all in and then you pull yourself back and all in and pull yourself back. Now, the honest truth is a lot of years have highs and lows. You know, we're not going to have a steady every single month is exactly the same. We're all going to have good months and bad months. We're all going to have seasonality that's impacting our business. We're all going to take breaks, but we want to make sure we are building these things into our plans. Putting this into the plan will really help you become a more resilient and a more proactive CEO. And learning to set strategic goals will help you to stay laser focused on what you are creating in your life and your business. So instead of getting distracted by another shiny object, we are going to make sure that we're creating goals that you can stick to, that you can follow through on, that you know how to implement. So make sure you have downloaded the workbooks and that you are circling back with me inside of the CEO Club to continue the conversation. All right, let's dive in to set your top goals for 2022. Hey there, welcome to the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge. I'm Rachel Cook, host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast and founder of the CEO Collective. I hope you are so excited because the hard part of this challenge is completed. We have already gone through so much to get to this point in day four. We've completed a year one in review. We've designed our life. We've looked at the major areas in our business strategy. And now we're going to solidify everything so that we can begin narrowing our focus and putting all of our energy in one direction. This truly is the key to getting real momentum in your business. So today, we are going to set some goals. But have you ever felt like goal setting just doesn't work? Let me ask you this. How many times have you set a New Year's resolution only to kind of fall off the bus about halfway through January? Studies show that the same people set the same New Year's resolutions for years, year after year after year, sometimes up to even 10 years before they achieve that goal. That means it's 10 years, a whole decade of not getting where you wanted to go. And there's real reasons why goal setting can often fail people. It's not just about setting SMART goals, and I'm sure everyone has heard about SMART goals. But goal setting starts to fail people when there isn't a real strategy to turn that goal into a plan, when you don't have the support you need, when you don't have accountability that you need or any training that you might need. Suddenly, there's a whole lot of gaps between the goal and where you're standing right now. So today, I want to take you through a new approach to goal setting. We want to make sure that as you are mapping out your top goals, you've actually taken some time to think about what you will need to have in place in order to make that goal a reality. So if you don't have systems or support or strategies to help you achieve that goal, it won't get very far. It won't be anything other than something you wrote down on a piece of paper. We want to make sure that you have everything that you need. So to get started, we first want to brainstorm all of your potential goals for 2022. This is where you are not editing yourself, you are not censoring yourself, you're just getting out all of your ideas. What are all the things you want to achieve or you want to complete or you want to finish next year in your business? Now, one tip that I will give you in this challenge is something I've been sharing with a lot of my clients. It's really easy to put a million things down, but miss out on some key areas of our business. So I encourage you to make sure as you're thinking through your goals, you're considering these different areas of your overall marketing and sales strategy. This is so important because I often find that when I sit down to work with entrepreneurs, they have all these projects they want to do and things they want to complete, but they don't have the marketing and sales strategy that will actually help them get to the revenue results that they're hoping for. So we want to break these down. If you don't already have these systems in place in your business, you aren't already doing these things, you may want to consider putting a goal in one of these categories. So what are these categories? These are attract, how you're getting out in front of brand new potential clients; engage, how you're exchanging contact information with them to continue to build the relationship; nurture, where you're building that know, like, and trust so they can decide whether or not they want to work with you; invite, where you actually ask for the business; and delight, where you deliver an incredible customer experience, you deliver the results that you have promised your clients. So what could this look like? Well, and I look down at my planning right now, I can tell you in attract, we know that podcast interviews is one of our best ways to get out in front of brand new potential clients. So I have a goal to complete 26 podcast interviews next year. Engage is how do we get people into our ecosystem, into our business. For us, this looks like an email subscriber. So they're subscribing to my email list in order to get access to free content, free training, something valuable like the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge. So we have different guides that we offer or different challenges that we offer in order to grow the business. In nurture, this is what are you putting out consistently that, again, helps build that know-like trust, that helps people to determine if you are the right fit or not for them to work with. This is usually going to be content. If it's going to be content, it could be your newsletter, social media, blog, podcast, etc. Invite is what is your sales strategy? How do you actually get the business? So it could be you're booking consults and having conversations with people. It could be you're doing an active promotion where you're telling them now is the time to buy the thing from you. You want to be really clear about what that sales strategy is and how you're going to implement it. And then delight. What is your goal here? How do you know if you're delighting your clients? What is something you want to do in order to make sure that you're really not only delivering a great experience, but that you are celebrating the clients who have entrusted you with working together? So as you're doing your brainstorm, you might want to consider these areas, especially if you don't have this kind of overall strategy in place in your business. Now, as you're doing this brainstorm, chances are you're going to have a lot on that paper. And once we've gone through the brainstorm part, we want to narrow it down to our top five goals. We like to limit things to top five because we have found that when you have too many things you are running after at the same time, it really eliminates the ability for you to focus in on one thing at a time. Nothing becomes a priority when you have too many things competing for your time, your energy, your attention, and your resources. So narrowing down your top five goals will help you to get real momentum in order to achieve them. As you go through the workbook and you're narrowing down your top five goals, you're going to think through what is it that you need in order to make that goal happen. So we want to be thinking through things like, what are the systems I have in place to achieve this goal? What support do I need to achieve this goal? What training do I need? What tools? Are there habits that you need to upgrade? Are there any processes you need in place to achieve this goal? This is really important because this is how we turn that goal into a plan. We think about everything we need in order to achieve that specific goal. Then we want to break down the top milestones or specific key action steps that will get you closer to reaching that goal. There are probably a lot more action steps for many of these goals, but taking a minute right now to map out five specific action steps or milestones to achieve each goal is going to help ensure that a good chunk of this planning is getting done right now. Okay, finally, we want to be thinking about how we are setting yourself up for success. This is one of the most important pieces of the puzzle. I find that often entrepreneurs tend to approach goal setting as if it's all or nothing. You know, they're going to dive right in into the deep end. And this is one reason why often goal setting doesn't work, because we're not truly setting ourselves up for success. We have to be able to pace ourselves and to give ourselves the structure that we need to succeed. So it's just like if you were going to start doing a marathon training, and I am not a runner by any stretch of the imagination, but this is the best way I know to explain how you need to set yourself up for success. If you were deciding that one of your personal goals next year is to run a marathon, you likely are not going to go out on January 1st and run a marathon your very first day. Instead, you've got to ask yourself the questions that I just asked you. Do you need training? Do you need support? Do you need a plan? Do you need your tools? Do you need resources? Do you need to change some habits? And then you need to think about, what are some key milestones that will get you closer to running that marathon? So you've got to be able to run that first mile, then a 3K, then a 5K, then a 10K, then a half marathon. And you pace yourself, you build up, and that is how you get real momentum. But if you were to go out on day one and attempt to run the marathon without having any of the systems or support structures in place, chances are you'll find yourself injured and exhausted and not feeling it after a short period of time. So it's the same thing with goals. We don't want to be thinking about, we can accomplish an entire year's worth of goals in our first day or week or month or even first quarter. We have to be setting ourselves up for success. We often overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but then we underestimate what we can accomplish in a period of 3 or 5 years if we stay very focused. So limiting yourself to five goals right now, you will find that your resources become more aligned and better utilized in achieving those goals instead of spreading yourself too thin and running into roadblock after roadblock. Okay. Finally, you might find that as you complete this workbook, I have encouraged you to put a star by what might be the push goal. A push goal is when there is one goal that kind of acts like the first domino. If you can achieve that goal, it will become the catalyst for knocking down some other goals. So let's say that one of your business goals this year is to hire an assistant to support you for 10 hours a week in your business. And you have a budget to start at $25 an hour. That means you need to be able to pay out $1,000 a month to that assistant. And let's say you have a monthly revenue goal of $8,000 per month. So 8 clients each paying you $1,000 per month. The monthly revenue goal, having 8 clients paying you $1,000 per month, will help you to pay for the assistant. And that becomes the push goal, or the goal you want to focus on first in order to make the other goals happen. So think about that. If you can find out of those top five goals, is there one that acts as that first domino that's going to make the others happen faster or easier, then you will probably want to prioritize that one first as you're going through this process. Okay, I cannot wait to hear about the goals you are setting. Make sure you pop into the CEO Club and let me know what are the goals you are the most excited about for 2022. I'll see you in tomorrow's challenge. So there you have it, CEOs. I hope you enjoyed today's challenge to help dive into some of the nitty-gritty of how you're going to move forward into 2022. Now, there's just one day left in this five-day challenge. Make sure you have all of the workbooks. Again, rachelcook.com/BYE. Once you have gotten to the point where you've finished all 5 days of this challenge and you have that 12-month profit plan documented in your hands, it's grounded in what you want for your life next year. It's grounded in what you want your business to look like next year. It is built around what is actually working in your business and what isn't working in your business. You will have so much more clarity and confidence knowing that you have an actual plan that you're going to show up with, that you're going to implement, that you are going to continuously take action on, that tells you how you're going to market your business, how you're going to sell your products, programs, and services, and how you're ultimately going to create the success you want to next year. So make sure you have downloaded all of the workbooks, rachelcook.com/BYE, and then head to the CEO Club and let me know, how is this going for you? What questions do you have? How can I support you as you're getting these big ideas down onto paper? I can't wait to hear how this is going for you and start shifting towards implementation mode as we really ramp up towards 2022. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode of Promote Yourself to CEO. I'll talk to you tomorrow.